Hello, hello, you guys. Welcome back to Best Self Radio. I'm your host, Haley. Thank you for joining me for another week, for another episode. Today's going to be short and sweet, you guys, for two reasons. One, I've been listening to a podcast that she does. She'll do a longer one sometimes, but sometimes there'll be like 10 minutes of just such good, powerful content where you're just like listening to it and you're like motivated and you're like, yes, like let's go. And so that's what I felt kind of called to bring forth this week. And then also I'm a bit under the weather. I'm not sure if it comes. People say I can't really hear it in my voice, but more so for me, like, yeah, my throat's a little, head a little cold, but honestly, it's just my energy. Like, I just like don't have that boundless energy to just keep doing more and more, which I'm so used to having as a generator type, as an Aries. Like, that's like my default. I don't have that right now. So that's when I really know. And I'm like, oh God, like I'm just like barely getting by, you know, something is definitely off with me. So that's also a reason why I just want to definitely get you guys up another episode. I've been so consistent and I've just really been loving being able to do that for you guys that are consistently listening to me, because I appreciate you so, so much. And I want to be showing up for you. So yeah, my update this week, you guys, honestly, just been feeling a little under the weather since Monday. Had a wonderful weekend. Ben and I went out, my fiance and I went out on Friday night, little concert, little cocktails, and we hadn't done something like that in a really, really long time, like since the summer. So that felt really wonderful to do that, just connect with him, and had a very lazy Saturday, which felt very nice, like just staying in my pajamas till I think like literally 3. You know, those types of pajamas where you can like also walk your dog, but they're super comfy, which, you know, is oftentimes what I live in anyway. But that was very nice. Then went to the gym, just like a solo, headphones on, so focused in, amazing leg day. That felt so good, especially with like my back progression and everything going better there. It just felt so nice to do that. And I will say, with being sick today or yesterday, I didn't do my rehab for the first time since this whole journey. When did I go see him? Beginning of October. So I feel like almost 2 months, like maybe only 6 weeks. Feels like at least 2 months. The first time I haven't done that. So a little bit of a bad student, but that's okay. As I said, like I just didn't have the energy. It was just like training my clients. That's all I could get through. And that's kind of how I feel today too. So we'll see. But other than that, I've been super consistent with that, and it's obviously paying off. Maybe being able to kind of work out the way I used to. I'm dialing things back up a little bit, which feels really, really great with my strength training. I'm just doing some steady state cardio, throwing in some sprints. I haven't done that because, again, feeling a bit under weather, but that was our plan this week. Been able to do some high like conditioning classes, as I mentioned last podcast. So that's been great. And then as far as my gut health journey with my H. pylori, I feel like it's pretty good. Like, again, some days I'm a little lackadaisy on like taking the Canadian bitters and really making sure I'm like sitting down, chewing my food. Like, just like any of us, like that stuff is challenging. Those lifestyle changes can be some of the challenging things, but it's definitely improving, definitely. And I'm definitely a lot better than I've ever been on that stuff. So we're getting there. And I've been about a month now, maybe 3 weeks now, super consistent with my macros. Yeah, this is probably week 4 right now. And I'm just feeling so wonderful about that. So great. So dialed in. I love tracking macros, which if you guys haven't known or don't know, I'm hosting the macro tracking class. This will come out on Thursday. So it'll be Thursday night. So if you're listening to this the day it comes out, it'll be linked below. And if not, you can always just DM me macro tracking and I can give you guys that replay, because I always keep the master classes, those videos. So I'm happy to gift that to you if you listen to this after and you're wanting to learn more about tracking your own macros and what that can do for your all over health. And one of the big things that I've been saying as I'm, you know, promoting this and talking to people in the DMs and my clients about it, it's not a diet, right? It's not a deficit. That's not, sometimes that's what people think they're used for. It's definitely not what they're only used for. I use macros a lot for education of my clients on how much we're eating, what has how much protein in it, carbs, fiber, all that good stuff. So that's really what I want to kind of educate on in this masterclass, as well as how to find your starting macros, set that up for yourself, and just kind of all my tips and tricks of the past 10 years of doing it on and off. So anytime I am wanting to dial in on a goal, especially, you know, if it is body composition related, as I said, it can be used for so much. But for me in particular, like, I'm already a pretty healthy eater. I know how much proteins and stuff. I'm very focused on that. So for me, it is more of a body composition thing when I'm wanting to dial in on that. I track macros no matter what. It just keeps me so accountable, so motivated as well. And just so dialed in. So that's been really good. And yeah, I think that's it, you guys. I'm going to get into the topic. As I mentioned, those neighbor dogs, man, crazy how much they bark. As I mentioned, I just want to kind of keep it short and sweet and get right into it. And it does kind of fall into a bit of just helping us stay accountable and dialed into something. So that's what I'm going to start, or that's what I'm going to jump right into, you guys, for today's episode. Hopefully just give you a little bit of that motivation, inspiration, especially like mid-November now. I know this is the time where we can kind of start really like turning inward more, like not feeling so great, like there's not as much light, like we're feeling a little bit of those like winter blues come on. I'm a winter gal, so I don't feel it as much as other people, but I know those who don't like the cold and just in general, the light is challenging. There is holidays that can be stressful for some people, either if it's around food or if it's just around, you know, traveling, seeing family members that we might have friction with, whatever it is, that can be challenging. So I'm just hoping that this can be that, you know, little bit of light, little bit of inspiration going into this holiday season. And that's really what I hope to kind of bring for the next few weeks here on the podcast, because I know not for everyone. Like for me, it really is a wonderful time, but I know it's not for everyone. I know it can be, there can be a lot going on. It can be stressful. And especially if we are still dealing with issues around our body and our food, maybe there is tension with family, or maybe when we go home, we have those undesired comments from our family members on our food choices, on our body. And those, where they might not be coming from a place of wanting to do harm, they often do, right? And I know I've definitely been in that situation, and I have built the tough skin. I have realized to rise above it. I have realized, you know, to really all I can own and control is myself. But I definitely was not always in that place. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to bring forward for you guys for the next couple of weeks. Just so you know, if you're, you know, needing that kind of, that needing those kind of conversations, I am here to help you with that. Anyway, let's dive into today, you guys. All right, had to grab some water. They're definitely feeling like that dry throat, you know, coming on quicker with podcasting. So good that we're keeping it short and sweet today, you guys. So this is inspired by a client conversation I had this week. And I was just really stressing the importance of building that momentum in any goal that you have. And because of, you have never seen the proof of said goal. So I'm going to use me as an example in a business goal and like a business growth, but this can totally be translated into body. And I might kind of use that example as well with like a weight goal as we go. Actually, I will use both just so, again, depending on kind of where you're at and what you're working towards, both of these things might speak to you in a different way. So for me, wanting to build my business to a certain point, obviously I want to build it beyond this, but this is kind of where I'm at right now, is wanting to build like six figures, wanting to have those 10K months, just have that kind of, you know, consistent income coming in, that consistent ability for me to live my life and build and grow and all those kinds of things. So that's a goal that I'm striving for that I don't have yet in Haley James Fitness. So for me, there's no proof yet, right, that that's happened to me. So all the small things that I do every single day, I have to fake it to make it, right? And I know we sometimes say like that, you shouldn't fake it, or that's not, I really believe that we need to. And the same thing for my client, this example of hers wanting to reach a certain point on the scale that maybe she's seen in the past, but she hasn't seen right now. And for her to reach that goal of getting to that said weight on the scale, she needs to do some things, right? Same thing, if I want to get to that 10K month mark, I can't just sit back and be like, oh, like la-di-da, let it come. Now it might, but that's probably not the most productive way to do it, as the same way as her wanting to reach a weight goal, her just sitting back and not doing anything proactive is not going to be the best way to get there. So we need to set things in place to help us get there, right? Reverse engineer that goal. So what I was talking to her about is setting up you know, one thing, one or two things, again, depending on kind of where you are, that you can check off every single day that is a stepping stone, that is a stepping stone to help you get to that end goal. So, you know, for this example, it was tracking macros. She needs to track her macros, pre-track every single night before bed for 7 days, right? For those 7 days. Build that momentum, and that is going to help her with this end goal. But if we haven't decided, okay, what is this big goal that we're reaching for? Tracking her macros every day might seem like, who cares? Like, it's not that big of a deal. And if I miss a day, who cares, right? Now, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, it might not matter. But that over time is going to build that confidence into you achieving that goal, is going to build that belief into yourself that you are capable of achieving that goal. Then let's say that tracking your macros, obviously she's in a deficit, she's working out, like she's doing all the other things, but she hasn't been consistent with that thing. So this is kind of something we're adding in, right? So I'm adding that in. We're doing that every single day. We're checking in with ourselves every single day. I'm checking with her, she's checking in with me. Okay, did we check that off today? Have you pre-tracked for your day before? Yes. Okay, good. Celebrate that. Be proud of that, because again, it can seem like a small thing, but if that helps you reach that goal weight on the scale, that's pretty big, right? And that might not be your end goal, but that's another stepping stone. And once you have that reality, right, of you pre-tracking, you doing, you know, X, Y, and Z thing for you to get to your end goal, you have that, you've reached it, and then you're like, wow, it did work. So now we don't need to fake it. You have that proof, and then you can build on that, right? But even next, right, then there may be a next weight goal or something else. For me, there might be that next income goal, which again, like, I haven't ever reached that, so I'm gonna have to fake it till I make it, right? I'm gonna have to obviously look to other people. I think that's really good, supportive, looking to other people who've done it, like, okay, they can do it, I can do it, right? And then what are those things maybe that they're doing, or what are those things that I've done in the past that have worked? How can I add to them, right? How can I grow to make that little bit of reach, that little bit uncomfortable, so I can continue to grow? I can continue to change, right? So 7 days we do this. Like for me, my goal, you know, there's certain things like I do. I make sure every single morning I'm waking up, I am meditating, I am journaling on that vision, right? On myself making that money, on how that money comes in, right? Of what that money gets to do for me and my clients and my business. I'm envisioning all of that. I'm revisiting that every single day. And then at night before I go to bed, again, I am so proud of myself. Oh my God, I checked off this box. I did this. And wow, it's getting me closer to that goal. Even though I might not see the proof, right? I might not see that proof today. And the same thing happens, you guys, with your fitness journeys, your health journeys, your weight loss journeys, your body comp journeys. There might be a whole week where you see no progress on the scale and you want to throw in the towel, right? Because you're not seeing that proof. But if we throw in the towel now, you're never going to see it, right? But if you keep working, eventually that's going to come, right? So if we keep growing, we keep working, we keep being proud of ourselves, we keep being so excited about it, we keep being, oh my God, like, this is the thing that's going to get me there, we're faking it, right? Eventually it is going to come. Sitting back and doing nothing is definitely not going to get us there, right? So what is the alternative for us to keep chipping away, for us to keep doing it? And again, like, let's say there is a few weeks, like for me, right, let's say in business, I go a month and I don't reach that goal, or maybe I fall just under that goal. So I'm getting close. So, okay, I can continue to do the similar things, but where can we tweak it, right? Where can we shift things? Where can we expand more? Where can we challenge ourselves more? So same kind of thing with this. Like, okay, if we went 2 weeks and we saw no shift, okay, then yeah, we have that proof now to make a change, right? But if we don't even give ourselves that time to even potentially see a result, and we just give up after a few days because we don't see a result, or we're thinking, why does it even matter, right? That was kind of my client. Not that she didn't say it didn't matter, but it was like, it seems so minuscule. It's like, okay, whatever, I track my macros. No, that's huge, right? Like a few months ago, you weren't doing it at all and you weren't seeing any progress, right? Now, over a few months period of time, we've seen 6 pounds. Like, we're getting there, but we need to sharpen things, right? We need to tighten things up. How can we do that? Okay, you haven't been pre-tracking. Let's pre-track. So making us hitting our protein and our calorie goal that much more easy. Okay, we pre-track. If we see that result or we don't see that result, we'll adjust from there, right? So that's something that is so important, I think, for any goal that we're reaching, that especially if we've never seen before, or a goal that is a bit out of reach or seems challenging, something we've never done before, we have to fake it till we make it, right? And having those little stepping stones to be excited about, to build upon, to build that compound effect, to build that momentum is essential for that. And then I really love, either if you have a coach or a mentorship, they're going to kind of help you, because oftentimes, you know, they have might have seen those results, so they can help kind of be that expander for you. Or I'm just looking on Instagram, friends, family, like anyone who's kind of where you want to be, those people can really help expand you and know that it is possible for you to get to that goal, because we really do have to have that belief in ourselves that it's possible. But if we haven't had the proof yet, it's challenging to be able to believe that when you're like, well, I don't know because I haven't seen that. That's when we need to fake it. That's when we need to step into that higher version of ourselves and be like, envision it, right? And really like feel the feelings of what that would feel to get there, and then revisit those constantly. I hope this was amazing, you guys. I hope this landed with at least one of you. I am sure it did. And if you have any questions, comments on this, you want me to expand on any of this, you want to bring forth a goal to me, I would love to help you and coach you over in my DM. So please feel free to always DM me in there. Definitely like let me know you came from the podcast. It would be so cool. And we can have a little riff over there and help. I can help coach you on a goal that you have coming into the new year. And then yes, if you are interested in macro, finding out more about that, definitely follow the link in my bio to sign up for that masterclass. I have some cool bonuses and Black Friday things coming as well. So definitely stay tuned to the podcast, my email list, and the Instagram account, and you guys will be filled in on all those fun things coming up for the holiday season. Hope you guys are having a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.